Hi, everyone, and welcome to the New World Kirtan Podcast. It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. I'm Kitsy Stern. I work as a voiceover actress, and I'm on a spiritual journey through the practice of singing kirtan. I produce this podcast to introduce more people to this amazing music and to the artists who are performing it. Well, I know I'm always telling you about how rainy Oregon is, so this week I thought I'd tell you it was sunny. It was beautiful this week. And we've had a really warm winter, so the daffodils are starting to bloom, and that's making all the gardeners itchy, and everybody wants out of the house so they can be in the warmth and the light. Ah, that is the power of the winter sun in Oregon. It was a good week. One of the listeners suggested a set to the elephant god Ganesha, and so that was the inspiration for the music this week. Ganesha is also known as Ganapati, and he's an interesting guy. He's known as the remover of obstacles, not just in the physical world, but also in the spiritual. And I can relate to him because he supposedly likes sweets, and he also likes to dance. So he sounds like a pretty cool guy. I hope you enjoy the music. Namaste.
Ganapataye Om Sumukaya Namaha Maha Ganapataye Om Kapilaya Namaha Maha Ganapataye Om Pramukaya Namaha Maha Ganapataye Om Harambaya Namaha Labhadaraya Namaha Maha Ganapataye Om Balachandraya Namaha Maha Ganapataye Om Mahalakaya Namaha Thank you.
பட்டையே கணபட்டையே Sharanam, Sharanam Ganesha. Ganesha Sharanam, Sharanam Ganesha. Ganesha Sharanam. Sharanam Ganesha. Ganesha Sharanam. Sharanam Ganesha.
Ganesha is so fresh, chilling on his throne, surrounded by incense, fruit and gold, with a heap of sweets piled in his bowl. He guards the gate and protects the threshold. When you're blessed by Ganesha, then you can travel on a sacred journey to an inner temple. He paves the path that leads to your soul, and he's known for removing all obstacles. Now some may think it's illogical, a myth or just philosophical, but Ganesha makes everything possible, because elephant power's unstoppable.
Jai Ganesha. Jai Ganesha. Jai Ganesha. Jai Ganesha.
by all children, known for blessing the homes that we live in. The Lord of all creatures with divine features, inspiring the minds of all truth seekers. To the son of Shiva and Parvati, with an elephant's head and a fat belly, with a snake for a belt to hold up his pants. He rides on a mouse and he loves to dance, with the lotus unfolding inside one of his hands, and an axe to attack all ignorance, a broom to remove all hindrance, and a noose to reduce all selfishness. He writes the pages while the sages chant, dropping ancient Vedic science so we can comprehend all the many ways that we can transcend. Singing Jai to Ganesh, he's a yogi's best friend.
Jai Ganesh.
Take away the stress and pave the way into the place that's best, centered in the chest where the breath is felt. When you're blessed by Ganesh, then the stress can melt. He destroys the knots that confine your thoughts. He dissolves all walls and breaks the blocks. He unlocks the door to the sacred core, and he guards the gate at the pelvic floor. The benevolent elephant who's so intelligent, at the base of the spine he's the earth element. He's the ruler of the Muladhara Chakra. His brother rides a peacock and his name is Skanda. He's the son of Uma and Mahadeva. I offer this puja to my homie Ganesha, to the son of Parvati and Mahesh. Dedicated to Ganesh cause he's so fresh. When I say Jay, you say Ganesh. Come on Jay.
Yeah.
Ganesh Jai, Jai Ganesh Jai. Om Gam Ganagataye Namah. Jai Ganesh Jai, Jai Ganesh Jai, Jai Ganesh Jai.
Again?
I think so too.
Om Gam Ganapati Namaha. And Ganapati is another name for Ganesha, which is the lovable elephant god. And Ganesha represents that which removes the obstacles.
Thank you. Gonna Pati Namaha.